Valerie Killefer.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Valerie, welcome to Labors for Neighbors, a show about labors for neighbors, the work that we do, not just for ourselves, which is the standard and the norm, but the stuff that we do for other people.
Okay.
And the other day, you did a kind thing for a neighbor 800 miles away, which is me. You are in Louisville, Kentucky?
Yes.
And the reason I know about you is that you used to work for a friend of mine, Carl Glassman, the editor, publisher of Tribeca Trib.
Yes.
And you told me that you did some writing or some reporting for 9/11.
Actually,
but before we go to 9/11, which is huge, huge stuff, you were born and raised in Louisville, Kentucky?
I was born and raised in Louisville, Kentucky. When I was 12, we moved up north to Pennsylvania, and I went to high school up there, went to college up there, and then after I graduated from college, I moved to New York for about a year, 18 months.
You moved to New York after what?
After I graduated from, I went to Temple University in Philadelphia, and after I graduated from Temple, I went up to New York.
To do what?
This is like the favorite story of my dad, because we were driving in through Philadelphia one day, and I said, "Dad, like Philadelphia is just not big enough for me. I've decided I'm going to New York," and he was like, "Valerie, you're in like one of the top five largest cities in the country. Like, what do you mean it's not big enough?" So
compared to New York, it isn't, is it? Compared to New York.
Exactly. But I went to school for journalism and communications, and I had my heart set on moving to New York and getting a job, like, you know, with one of the major magazines there. So it did not work out that way. And
what was the first job that you had in New York?
Actually, the first job I had in New York was working for an Italian chef as his media liaison.
Okay.
So, and that was actually a really cool job. And I got that job through sort of like a distant family that I had met when I moved to New York. And he was looking for someone to sort of handle his media relations. And I got to meet like Mario Batali and Rocco DiSpirito, and like, this was, 2000. So this was when sort of their stars were still rising, and he was friends with all of them, you know, chefs being in New York, and he was kind of one of the new hot ones. And I also, like, one of my jobs also was to, he was from Italy, and he had all of these recipes in Italian. So one of my tasks was to translate all of these recipes from Italian to English.
Do you know Italian?
Not a lick. No. So thank God, like, for Google Translate.
but didn't you have to soften the edges when you translate something by rote? Isn't it a hard nut to crack oftentimes?
It was a lesson in patience for me, because I really had no idea what I was doing, but I was willing. I was like, okay, we're going to tackle this.
Do you know more Italian than I do now, maybe?
Probably not, but one of my favorite words is andiamo, which is kind of like let's go in Italian.
Andiamo.
Andiamo. And he would like always say like andiamo. And it just, I feel like that word is just so full of excitement.
How do you know Carl Glassman? How did you meet Carl Glassman?
So at some point in New York, I'd stopped working for the chef, and I was waiting tables at like a French bistro, and somebody had suggested that I contact Carl. They said he was looking for a reporter. And so I contacted him, and he was like, yes. And I was so excited. It was like my first like break, I want to say. And so Carl would just send me places to go, and I would do all the interviews and send all my notes to Carl, and he would write up the article and publish it in the Trib. So it was cool. Like, it really kind of was my first experience of any sort whatsoever, like walking up to complete strangers and asking them questions.
tell me the 9/11 story. How he said, go and report on this one airplane that has crashed, and you went?
No, I couldn't. So the morning of 9/11, I woke up to my roommates like banging on the door. And
where did you live?
We lived in Brooklyn.
Okay.
But we lived like right across the river from the tower. So actually, I remember it was like a really beautiful time in the city because our windows were open. And when the buildings fell, like our apartment, and we were like across the river, we were on the southern tip of Brooklyn though. And like our apartment was just covered in ash and like soot covered. Oh, man. So that was like the force of that I will never forget.
But did you have a 9/11 story? But you didn't go into Manhattan that day, did you?
No, I couldn't. So Carl had actually called me that morning, like right after the first plane had hit, and was like, can you get down there? And like, this accident has happened. Can you go down there and just kind of like talk to some people, see what happened, you know, like a reporter, like just go to the scene.
Yeah.
And so we talked and I said, okay. And by the time we got off the phone, like everything was shut down. Like there was no, you couldn't get anywhere for like a week. I think you couldn't get anywhere.
And eventually were you able to do a 9/11 story or no, because of the breakdown in travel?
I was not able to do anything. And it was really interesting because I think that was one of the last phone calls I had with Carl. And it's interesting because like over the years, like I've always wondered about him and like what he was doing. And I hate to admit this, but like I could never remember his name because it was so long ago and like a lot of life has happened. So when you sent me that, I mean, it was like, oh my gosh, this is the guy that I have been thinking of for like 10 years. And so that was a really cool thing.
That's 19 years ago. That's 19 years ago, right?
Yeah, 19 years ago. Yeah.
Time flies, right?
Yeah, it really does.
So you didn't ever see him again, did you?
I never saw him again after that until your video. And
you met him once or twice or thrice?
You know what? We had never met in person. We had only just talked on the phone.
I let you see. Had you ever seen a picture of him?
No.
Oh, so that was the first time you ever saw him. That was on my video.
So that was the first time I saw him. Like when he hired me, like it was just all done through the phone and we talked and he was like, yep, I think it was like $25 first.
And this is the first time, if he's watching this video, this is the first time he's seeing you.
Probably, yes. Yes.
How long did you stay in New York before you, I'm guessing that you moved back down to Louisville straight away, but maybe.
Actually I did not. So I did do a story about 9/11, but it was sort of, I did too. So I had actually been interviewing across the country for, newspaper reporter positions at the time of 9/11 happened. And one of the newspapers that I had interviewed for was located in New Mexico. So after September 11th happened, I called the publisher and I'm like, hey, I was just there in July. I'd be happy to speak with a reporter to give like an eyewitness view or kind of firsthand account of what we're going through. And so I talked to a reporter from that paper, I think it was like that day. And interestingly enough, like he called me the following week and said, come on, like we're ready for you. So I moved to New Mexico actually like by October 15th, I was in New Mexico, me and the cat.
Yeah, where is the big race? Is that Louisville?
That's in Churchill Downs, yep. That's
in Louisville?
Yeah, that's in Louisville.
Have you ever been to the race?
Oh yeah, well, I've been in every way you could do it. Like I've been like in shorts and a t-shirt and infield, which is like craziness, and I've been, you know, dress, hat, box seats, all of that. The Derby is a big deal in my family.
I don't meet a business owner. You own your own business, correct?
I do.
And
yes.
It's called POP.
Yes.
Communications?
Yep. Content and communications.
Does POP stand for something?
In my mind, it started for point of purchase. Because I always felt like things, the best transactions always happened at the point of purchase. That's when the most communication happens.
The best what?
Communication. Like that's when like communication happens, whether it's between a person and a customer or whatever it is, it's always at the point of purchase. And it's such a like crucial interaction. So.
And so you started that business in Louisville?
I started that business in Louisville. And I actually have worked with clients like all over the country and even in Vancouver. And a lot of the focus is on restaurant communications.
And so you counsel them in how to communicate and the best forms and best strategies for communication?
Yeah, whether it's like for marketing or reaching a consumer or I've done like a lot of consulting on internal communications also, because like they're stakeholders too. I started a media company for one of my clients that focused on like off-premise restaurant sales, like takeout and catering and delivery. The focus of the company really has just been to help companies tell their story, share their story, but in a way that's like really authentic.
Are you a sole proprietor or have you been able to hire anyone to do similar work?
Have I taken on the whole world? No, I've been a sole proprietor.
Okay.
And it's been really good. I've been really thankful. I have a 12-year-old son at home, so it's afforded me, which is really what I wanted to do, was kind of leave the corporate space for a while and, kind of be able to balance like what he needed in his school life with what I could do in my work life.
Okay.
So I've been really lucky.
Before we go away from Carl Glassman, did he do anything? He's a good guy. I've met him many times. Did he do anything for you in terms of a professional career that is interesting, or it was just a very vague relationship?
He started it all. Like, that's the best thing that I can say. Like, I really credit Carl with starting it all. Like, he really gave me an opportunity where I was kind of finding a lot of doors closing. When I moved to New York, he opened one. And like when he opened that door, it like my life just went in a direction, you know, that I never probably would have imagined or couldn't have like manifested on my own.
You strike me as someone who has a very good work ethic. Where did you get your work ethic from growing up?
Probably my family. And there are a lot of entrepreneurs in my family. I have two of my uncles are business owners here. My grandmother's family were business owners in Germany. So I feel like I just probably came by it naturally. And I played around a lot in college, and then I realized that, like, you know, I got to buckle down.
And yeah, why did you, we're almost finished with the interview. Why did you go into communications? Where did you get that from growing up?
I don't know. You know, it's really interesting. Nobody else in my family is a writer. And I feel like, I think somewhere when I was like 5 or 6, somebody gave me a typewriter and I just cranked out stories. I mean, I don't know. Like, I think I was just born with it. I was an English major for a while, and I thought to myself, like, true life stories are so much more interesting than anything I could ever make up. And so somewhere along the lines, I learned that too. Like, I just find people so fascinating.
Killifer, do you know what killifer means?
I think it's like cow butcher. I don't know. Somebody told me once it was
cow butcher?
Or something like that. It's my married name.
Okay.
But I think somebody said it was like kill heifer in German or something, which is like, I don't know. We won't go there.
When I think of kill, I think of river or water or fish, you know, something killed, which is the Dutch or something. At any rate,
Valerie Kilfer,
you're a good Louisville, Kentucky citizen, and you blessed New York for a period of time. It sounds like you blessed New Mexico. Thank you for blessing America.
Oh, thank you.
Well, my pleasure, because I love to hear of the Laborers for Neighbors, and you're doing it down there. You're doing it regionally. You're doing it with whoever engages you. You find a way to get them to communicate better, right? Yes.
Well, it's just telling their stories in a way that's like really heartfelt. I want to say heartful, but that's not a word, but it's just like, I'm really just about getting to the heart of things and just kind of like, let's tell your story in a way that's true.
Right. Well, Valerie, you've been a champion for engaging me today. Keep up the good work. Thank you for being a guest on Laborers for Neighbors.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for having me. This is such a gift. Like, it's such a gift. Thank you.
Have a good one.